the other point is, of course, you're ringing the fence of people in an attack on the, you know, smear, and yet it's a last minute, use the word last minute, this last minute smear and stuff. They had this, you also might date this, these activities just took place. But I think the main thing, we must maintain, quite honestly, so that we, but you've also got to be sure that the president didn't lie.
Right.
It's that you've got to be, now the other thing I'm going to ask you, what does the president think of such activities? She doesn't think they're any damn good. And also, the president doesn't believe in heckling and violence and so forth. That's why he's given instructions all over the country. And you would trust that Senator McGovern would tell his people the obscenities, the violence in San Francisco, the insults to Mrs. Nixon, to Christian Nixon, Cox, and the rest. That has no place in a campaign. Violence, trying to shout down speakers, has no place in a campaign. And we have given orders to everybody. We have that as no place, and neither has this. And also, the president feels that feels that this kind of vicious personal attacks that being made to the other side has no place in campaign. That's why we are attacking on the issues, but only on the issues. If you want to get a little of that,
I think the way you have about the people. Ms. Chapin has already said the story is fundamentally inaccurate, one based on hearsay, which can stand. Then, since the Watergate case broke, people have been trying to link it and then separate the Watergate away. Then go to, in recent months, over the past weeks, our opposition has been making charges that have not been substantiated, and go through that after separating the Watergate. Then,
the Watergate, now they're conducting the investigation, they've indicted the guilty parties.
Well, the point I'm going to make, after an extensive investigation by the FBI, grand jury proceedings, investigation by the GAO, no link has been established because there is no link in the alleged bugging and burglary attempt. And seven men have been indicted and are standing for trial. So that stands. In recent months and over the past weeks, opposition has been making charges without substantiation and then hit that side hard. Talk about the technique of innuendo, the suggestions of guilt without proof, journalism, which turns the hearsay into fact, has no place in the political system. Just as espionage, sabotage, surveillance of individuals has no place in a campaign. And then that's where I'm bringing your also heckling, shouting.
Heckling is all right, but shouting obscenities.
Right.
Shouting obscenities. Violence.
Use the word violence.
Burning of firebombing of campaign headquarters. Trying to shout down speakers and so forth. That's no place to be.
And then I'll make the point.
And you say, just like the tactics of the new left. Maybe something like that, Jim.
Then I'll make the point here. When I say sabotage, no one can condone sabotage, espionage, surveillance. No one can direct such activities.
That's a directive. We have knowledge of it. What about these White House personnel?
Well, then I'm going to go immediately from that to the point that I'm not going to dignify by confirming stories that are based on sources who won't show themselves, based on hearsay evidence produced by.
I wouldn't say by confirming or denying, if I can suggest, because then it says you say that you don't deny it, that I'd be the lead.
Right.
I would say, I'm not going to dignify with comment,
right.
With comment, stories that, charges that, I think that's what I'd say. I'm not going to dignify with comment.
Right. They will still say refuse to deny out of this, but it's fine. It's a better option.
You see, I'd rather you not say it.
Right. And then if they really get heated, I'm going to say, I'm not going to turn this room into a kangaroo court, and I got a little thing I can go around this, and I'm not, you see.
Sure.
Then, if they get heated again, I'm going to refer to the Washington Post, the picture of Chapin under the name of Sabotage, you know, and the inaccuracies in the story. They ask what the president thinks about it. I'm going to say, let me tell you what the president thinks. The president thinks that this is a time we should be talking about the issues. We should be talking about taxes, jobs, peace, narcotics, defense, you know, this other thing.
Amnesty.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the president, well, is he concerned about this, Ron? Is he upset about it? Gentlemen, I've already said, and the president has said, that this type of activity...
No. We say two things. One, you could say, well, you're talking about concern in terms of political smears that are being made. No, he's not concerned. He expects that, and he expects there will be a lot more in the next 3 weeks. And we've been all instructed to pay no attention to any smears made by the opposition. Use the word. Then, second, is he concerned about such activities being charged? Such activities? Yes, because he believes he has a splendid staff. They're fine public servants, and having them implicated in such things does concern him. And then you say, gentlemen, I trust that Senator McGovern, you don't mind using his term, don't you?
Never.
I trust that the opposition will do back with the president and see to it in the balance of this campaign. It's time that if the opposition doesn't speak out, I call upon the opposition to speak out against the tactics of violence, obscenities, something stronger than the shouting down. Trying to break up rallies and trying to break up meetings by shouting and so forth. If the opposition doesn't speak out, they must take responsibility for what occurs in the balance of this campaign. They must take the responsibility. See what I mean? That if they do not speak out, it is very so they have been silent about this, they have not repudiated it, and if they I say that any of this that occurs in the future, they must take responsibility for. We have issued instructions to be done on our side.
Also, another line I'm going to use too. I might if it gets too heated about the superficial, self-righteous people who are using that technique, which they would condemn with outrage if used by those with whom they disagree. In other words, the technique of innuendo, the technique of guilt by association, the technique
Hey, let's examine the techniques here. These are the, these are the techniques that you well recall of the use of hearsay evidence, the use of hearsay statements of his amendments, the use of hearsay statements, the use of innuendo, the use of guilt by association, were the very techniques that were condemned as McCarthyism by the very people now that are using those, by NC United States, the Washington Post. You have a number of you have seen what you said. I have at this count, put it this way. There are 106, put it this way, this is good, that you have found there are 106 editorials written in the Washington Post alone, major editorials, condemning guilt by association by our latest count. Now when are they going to speak up? When are they going to get away from this hypocritical double standard? Hit it. That'd be a good thing. Attack the Post. Probably history. to disprove it, and nothing will be. And third, as far as these activities are concerned, you condemn it. Now, the problem you've got, of course, is that some of these kids were probably, I mean, I don't know what Chapin and what his name was, Stalock or
Straub
and the rest of them, what the other kid, but you know what I mean? There are, when they're planning rallies and so forth, they do things.
Sure.
I don't think that's what really is involved here. That's
no, but see, the moment we talked about this at length yesterday,
yeah.
Because of the double standard.
Yeah, don't get in.
Because of the approach.
Yeah.
The moment we get into that, then...
No, I don't want you to defend it. My point is, I'm concerned about your saying the president condemns it and then have brought out that they did it.
Well, the way I'm going to do that, I'm going to say, there have been charges of espionage, charges of surveillance of individuals in certain dossiers.
Yeah.
Did you see?
Yeah, all
charges of sabotage.
If anybody has charged, let him have proof, let him come forward with the proof. Or shut up.
But beyond that, gentlemen, I'm not going to dignify these type of stories. Well, Ron, won't you just say, did Chapin hire Segretti? Or Ron, why don't you just say whether or not he directed or this type of, are you conducting an investigation? Gentlemen, I'm not going to get into this type of Q&A. And if you want to quote me 32 times as saying that
sure.
The White House response is I'm not going to dignify these stories by comment.
You're not going to dignify this kind of, you're not going to dignify hearsay. You will not dignify hearsay smear by innuendo with comment.
Right.
From the White House.
And you can ask me.
The White House is not going to dignify, but here's a good one. The White House is not going to dignify hearsay, character assassination, smear by innuendo, and guilt by association. Got that line right. With comment. And I urge you to follow the same standards you follow. Never
going to
dignify those four things.
Then I, then I'm going to say, press them. So you ask me as many questions as you want, man, and my answer is the same.
Okay. Well, as I say, you're going to have a very, very difficult. Good luck to you.
Okay.
And I like not.